Job chapter 41. Leviathan is a descriptive term rather than an animal's name. From the family of great sea monsters, the best modern critics apply the term Leviathan to a python or a large snake, sometimes to a whale, or sometimes to a crocodile. The term is mentioned both in this book and in Psalms and Isaiah. The point is that Job could never confront the creature, let alone confront or ask the Creator to account for his actions. From the storm, God asks Job, who has first given to me what I should repay him? Whatever is under the whole heaven is mine. God does not owe anything to anyone. He does not even owe an explanation. We are in debt to him. Nevertheless, it was he, out of love, who paid our debt. Isn't that exactly what Colossians 2:14 tells us? He destroyed the record of the doubt we owed. With its requirements that worked against us, he canceled it by nailing it to the cross. Above all powers, above all things, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified, laid behind the stone, you lived to die, rejected and alone. Like a rose trampled on the ground, you took the fall and thought of me above all.